Hello, Awe Islanders. Welcome to Be Calm on Awe Island, now part of the Quad Pod Network. Today we are happy to share a favorite story and relaxation with you. Before we begin, we want to remind the grown-ups who are listening that hundreds of Be Calm on Awe Island episodes are available on Patreon. You can find just the right story at patreon.com/Awe Island. Now, let's get ready to relax.
Hello, Awe Islanders. Are you ready to be calm on Awe Island? Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite listening buddy or blanket? Before we begin our story, let's relax with 3 deep dragon breaths. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your belly, and then out through your mouth, imagining you are breathing fire. Ready? Okay. Deep breath in and out. Again, deep breath in and out. Last one. Fill up your belly. Deep breath in and out. Today, water will help your body relax. This is all pretend, and you are very safe. You will start by focusing on your feet. Slowly move up to your head and end with thinking about your entire body. Ready to find your soothing pool? The sun is sparkling on the water, inviting you in. Imagine stepping into the warm pool and sitting down in the clear, clean water. Water hugs you as you lie back in the safe pool. Think about your feet. Focus on how they feel as they float in the water. The water slips and slides between your toes. Does the water tickle the bottom of your feet? Let the water float your body up and breathe like a dragon, in and out. Think about your legs. How do they feel? Let the water support them. Your legs are light and floating, just like your feet. Relax and enjoy the gentle rocking of the warm water in the pool. Back and forth. Back and forth. Focus on your back. How does it feel? Relax into the warm water and breathe like a dragon, in and out. The soft water holds and gently rocks you as you float on the surface. How do your hands feel? Your hand is open with your fingers spread out, allowing the water to massage them as it flows between. Your hands soften in the warm water. Relax and enjoy feeling light and calm as you float on the soft water. Think about your arms. How do they feel? Let the water gently circle them and lift them to the water's surface. With your feet, legs, back, hands, and arms all relaxing, notice the lightness in your body as you float on the water. Focus on your shoulders. Feel them soften as they settle into the water. Breathe like a dragon, in and out. The water hugs your body gently and rocks you back and forth, back and forth. Think about your neck. Is it relaxed and soft? Feel your head sway from side to side with the soft motion of the water. Enjoy the feeling of comfort as the water gently rocks your head, loosening your jaw and your forehead. As you float, allowing the water to support your body, you relax even more. Now, feel your entire body floating as water lifts your feet, legs, back, hands, arms, shoulders, and neck. Relax as the water rocks you back and forth, back and forth, and enjoy its cozy hug as you float on the surface. Let's take 3 more deep dragon breaths as you continue to float. Deep breath. In and out. Breathe in through your nose and imagine fire flowing out of your mouth. Again, deep breath in and out. Last one, fill up your belly. Deep breath, in and out. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. Okay. I think we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is
Polar Pal. The dragon watched the sun change colors as it settled down for the night. Having spent the last few nights on the beach, It was now time to go to the land of ice and snow to share thankfulness with Princely the penguin and Bo the beluga whale. The dragon stepped outside the cave and spread its wings. The wind lifted the dragon up, 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 until the dragon was hovering above the train tracks. The dragon followed the tracks over to the icy land. The moon shined down and the snow shimmered like stardust. As the dragon landed, the snow swirled up, surrounding the dragon in a sparkling white cloud. Once the snow had settled back down, the dragon began searching for Princely and Bo. Off in the distance, the dragon spotted something black hurtling its direction, growing larger and larger. The dragon smiled, knowing what was about to happen. Sure enough, a penguin slid right into the large drift next to the dragon, hopped up, and shook. The dragon ducked as snow flew in all directions. The dragon gave Princely a big hug. Then Bo popped out of the water, wondering what all the commotion was about. Happy to see the dragon had returned, the whale spouted a blast of water. Princely said, "We've missed you." The dragon nodded, indicating that it had missed the penguin and whale as well. "We have another friend for you to meet," Bo added. "Oh, that's right," Princely said. "Do you know where she is, Bo?" Bo said, "I think she's on the other side of that snowdrift." "Thanks," Princely said. "Okay, follow me." And with that, the penguin led the dragon to a new friend. As they reached another snowdrift, Princely said, "There she is," and began waving. The dragon looked and looked, seeing only white. Then the dragon noticed that some of the white snow seemed to be moving towards them. As it grew closer and closer, the dragon realized it was a bear. "This is Bianca the polar bear. Bianca, this is the dragon we were telling you about."
"Nice to meet you," Bianca said.
The dragon nodded and smiled in reply.
"What do you like to do?"
Bianca asked the dragon. The dragon smiled even bigger and took a deep breath in and out. Breathing fire. The flames showed the dragon and the penguin sliding on their bellies over the snow drifts. The polar bear had a twinkle in her eye as she said, "That looks like fun. Let's do it." The three animals climbed to the top of the drift. They could see Bo swimming in the cool sea from there. The dragon's eyes grew big, and the dragon held up a paw, indicating they should wait for a moment. The dragon hurried over to the edge of the water, took a deep breath in and out. And used the flames to heat up the water. Then the dragon hurried back over to Princely and Bianca. With a big smile, the dragon raised its paw, indicating that the dragon would slide first. The dragon moved back for a running start. Off the dragon went, over the top of the drift, sliding on its belly quickly past the polar bear and penguin. The dragon slid right through another drift, emerging with snow on its snout. The dragon kept on gliding and slid right off the glacier into the water with a gigantic splash. Bo felt the seawater rain down on his head and laughed. The dragon popped up to the surface, smiled, and waved for Bianca and Princely to follow. The pair hopped up and off they went. Princely and Bianca slid side by side through the drift with a poof of snow, off the glacier and into the water.
Splash! Bianca popped up in the water next to Bo the beluga, and Princely popped up on the other side of the dragon. As the dragon laughed, a shiver rippled up its back. It was time to go home and warm up. The dragon waved goodbye and headed over to the train station. The train was waiting, with a cozy compartment all ready for the dragon. Warm air whooshed through the doors as they opened, and the dragon stepped aboard and found a comfy seat. The dragon nearly fell asleep in the warmth of the train car. Upon reaching the cozy cave, the dragon took a deep breath in and out. Wishing the penguin, whale, and polar bear warmth and happiness. The dragon yawned and smiled, curling up next to its cozy fire. A tail curled around the peaceful dragon, and grateful thoughts rolled through the mind. The little dragon was happy to have met Bianca the polar bear. Thankful she had joined them in the fun, the dragon smiled and wished them a peaceful night. At the moment, the dragon was very happy to be cozy and warm again. With eyes closed, the little dragon wrapped arms and tail around in a tight hug and then relaxed, taking a deep breath in and out. The dragon melted into the mossy bed. With another breath, the dragon calmed. And smiled. Then, one more deep breath in and out. The dragon's mind quieted and drifted to sleep in the warmth of the cozy cave. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.